Shalom. Today's Daf Yomi is Brachos Daf Nun, Brachos 50. And back in the Mishnah on the bottom of Mem Tes Amabes, on the bottom of 49b, the Gemara records a dispute between Rabbi Yossi Aglili and Rabbi Akiva. That this dispute relates to the proper blessing that one should state depending upon how many people are there. So according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, that if there are 10 people present for Birkat HaMazon, or 100, or 1,000, or 10,000, then we have to distinguish in the exact blessing that is recited. Whereas Rabbi Akiva's of the position that whether it's 10 or 10,000, the same Birkat HaMazon, the same introductory blessings before Birkat HaMazon are recited. Rabbi Akiva does not distinguish on the basis of how many people are there. So the Gemara says, the Tanan Rabbi Yossi Aglili Omer Lefi Rov HaKal HaMevarchim, that Rabbi Yossi Aglili's position is that the blessing is recited according to the number of people are there. And as a bigger crowd gets, then we make a longer and more distinguished blessing. And this is based upon the verse from Psalms 68, verse 27, B'makelos Baruch Hu Elokim Hashem Mimekor Yisrael. In the gatherings, bless Hashem from the source of Israel. And Rabbi Akiva said, no, Mamatsinu Bebeis Knesset. Rabbi Akiva said in the Mishnah that just like in the synagogue, if there's a lot of people or there's a fewer amount of people, as long as there's a minyan, you just say Baruch Hu Es Hashem. So too in Birkat HaMazon, we don't distinguish whether there's a lot of people or fewer people. So the Gemara says, the Rabbi Akiva, Hi, cried Rabbi Yossi Aglili, my Avidlei. What does Rabbi Akiva do with this verse that Rabbi Yossi Aglili uses to say that we recite a bigger blessing if there's more people? Because that's the verse of B'mekelos Baruch Hu Elokim Hashem. What does Rabbi Akiva do with that verse? So Gemara says, no, Rabbi Akiva would need it. Mibaleil k'detanya. Rabbi Akiva would need that verse for the following brisa. Here, Rabbi Meir Omer, Minayin she'afilu ubarin she'bemei iman amru shira alayam. Rabbi Akiva would say, in accordance with Rabbi Meir, that how do we know that even the fetuses in their mother's womb would recite Shira Alayam, that when they were crossing the sea, when the sea was split, that even the fetuses in their mother's womb recited songs of praise, the Az Yashir prayer, the Az Yashir song that all of Israel recited, that even the fetuses in the womb recited those songs. How do we know that? Says Rabbi Meir, and he quotes this verse from Psalms, B'makelos Baruch Hu Elokim Hashem Mimekor Yisrael, meaning to say, when all of Israel gathered on the sea to give praise to God, therefore also the fetuses in the womb also recited these songs of praise. And how does Rabbi Yossi Aglili know that? Know that even the fetuses say, even the fetuses gave songs of praise? Well, he uses the same verse, but he just uses the conclusion of that verse, Mimekor Nafka, from the word which means source, from the, which can also be womb. That's where he knows that idea that the fetuses sing the songs of praise even when they were on the sea. And it says, Brava, halacha k'Rabbi Akiva. The law is like Rabbi Akiva, that whether there's 10 people there or whether there's 100 or 10,000, we just say Nevarech Elokeinu, and we don't add more distinguished blessing. Ravina v'Rav Chama Barbuzi equal be Reish Kavus, so that they once came to the house of the Reish Kavus. Ravina Rav Chama Barbuzi, come Rav Chama v'Kama Hada Rabbi Meir. Rav Chama got up and he was searching to find person 100 so that they could state the more distinguished blessing. Instead of Nevarech Elokeinu, they would have said Nevarech Hashem Elokeinu. So says Ravina, Otzrichas, you don't need to do it. The law is like Rabbi Akiva, that everybody recites the same blessing. Going back to this concept, the concept that the Gemara says that even, and is agreed upon by Rabbi Yossi Aglili, Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Meir, three Tanaim, all say this idea that even the fetuses in their mother's womb recited songs of praise while on the sea. So how is this the case? What's the concept here? What's going on here? I understand why everybody was present, or even the little children. The little children had to give praise to God because they were being saved, they were being rescued, they were blessed, they were getting food or blessings from God. But the fetuses, they don't recognize God yet. They're still in the womb. So what song are they saying? So the Beis Yitzchak says that it's possible that we could say that based upon the Gemara in Gittin 31b, where it states that a ruach kadim, the eastern wind, causes a woman to miscarry, as it states in verse in Hosea 13:15, yavo kadim ruach Hashem midbar, that the eastern wind is going to come and cause the womb to be damaged. So that is the idea that it says in Exodus 14:21, Vayet Moshe es yadom al hayam, Vayoch Hashem asiyam beruach kadim, that the eastern wind came to all night and split the sea. So from the fact that they weren't damaged, when the eastern wind came and the woman didn't miscarry, that's the reason why the fetuses were singing the praises. That's the Beis Yitzchak's explanation. The Aruch Yesharim gives a different answer, and he says, no, that the reason is it was impossible that when they were crossing the sea, 600,000 men between the ages of 20 and 60, and there was a population of approximately 3 million, it's impossible that somebody wouldn't go into labor by the laws of nature overnight as they're crossing through the sea. So therefore, for that reason, because God made it that nobody went into labor while they were crossing the sea, that's the reason why the fetuses say songs of praise. Another idea is found in the Minchas Yitzchak. Minchas Yitzchak says, no, because it's the case that the whole miracle happened because of the babies who were thrown into the sea by Pharaoh, the baby boys. And so therefore, this idea is the miracle happened because of the babies. And so therefore, the fetuses especially needed to sing songs of praise. And someone pointed out that the whole miracle was a symbol of the breaking of the water that a woman does when she goes into labor. And therefore, for sure, all the fetuses also needed to sing songs of praise to Hashem.